Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Bond, I have to know I can trust you.
Well, I understand double O's have a very short expectancy.
New James Bond movie finally comes out today after all this hype for so long.
I'm so fired up, man. Daniel Craig is my favorite Bond of all time. And it's like the first movie where I'm like, no, I'm going to the theater. Yep. Like, I have to go see this at the theater. It's not the first one I've seen in the theater, but it's the first one that I'm like, I have to go back.
Yeah, I was like watching all these trailers and everything. And 1-800-330-9999 if you want to call in. What do the movies get wrong about your job? Because they make being a spy look so glamorous.
Sure.
And these martinis and these fast cars and I know
martial arts
people.
Battles in the casino, and you're hanging out with a double agent from Ukraine, and she's like a model. Yeah.
Yeah, I know a couple that, well, they're detectives, which I kind of put in the same like realm.
No.
And they sit at a desk all day. Like, they don't really do any of this stuff.
A detective is nothing like a spy, but thank you very much for saying that and showing your ignorance to it. I mean, somebody that's actually a spy, all right, that works for an attaché or something like this, probably there's a lot more like forensic to it, and it is bland. It's going to be more like, you know, an accountant.
How about I put it this way? I definitely know somebody in the CIA, and it's nothing like that. You know? It's certainly similarities, but
I mean, who would say on the radio they know somebody in the CIA?
I mean, I do.
Stop talking.
All right.
What are you doing?
What?
Seriously.
Well, it's a lot of desk work. That's what I know.
Yeah,
it's a lot
your friend who works for the CIA, who you just exposed here on the radio.
I mean, I don't talk to her
every day. Does desk work. I mean, right. If you're an office manager in the CIA, it's going to be different than being James Bond. Yes, I can assume that.
But movies always get this stuff
that
wrong.
That is true.
You know, like, yeah. I think about it. I saw this Hallmark Christmas movie last year where it was about two radio hosts. And I remember
You love to bring this one up.
Because it made me so mad. The alarm goes off for them to go to work at 7 a.m. and they're frantic like it's so early. What radio host do you know gets up at 7 a.m.? We got to be in the studio by 4:30 in the morning. Get out of here.
No, it's fake. They glamorize certain things. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and if you see any movies about radio DJs or whatever, half the times like they're friends with Nick Cannon or something. They're famous.
They're famous.
You know what I mean?
People.
Right. They're famous people.
We're not famous.
No, it's nothing like that whatsoever.
1-800-330-9999. What do the movies get wrong about your job?
Hey, I'm an EMT, and I absolutely hate shows and movies that depict, like, I have never run into receiving with a stretcher. No doctors have ever, like, run out into the parking lot to come and, like, meet me when I'm bringing patients in. Like, I don't know what that whole thing is about.
Oh, well, it's very different on Chicago Fire and Chicago Med and Chicago. Well, all the Chicagos, really.
Anything having to do with Chicago.
Anybody gets hurt, they're running.
They have to run.
That Brett, she really cares about her patients.
Yeah. No, it's true.
Like, nobody sprints in real life.
One time I was in an emergency waiting room and I wasn't that sick, so I had to actually wait for a while. And I was watching and I realized, wait a minute, where do they run in with the stretcher?
No.
Like, that's not a real thing.
No, this is totally a real... It's all real on television. We all know that, sir. Haven't you ever given somebody a tracheotomy while in the back of the ambo with a ballpoint pen?
It drives me nuts.
I'm going to just pretend I didn't hear that.
Okay.
Suspend my disbelief.
1-800-330-9999. What do the movies get wrong about your job?
Bond, I have to know I can trust you.
Well, I understand double O's have a very short expectancy.
New James Bond movie finally out today. Everybody's all excited about it. But I think about it, I'm like, it's one of those times where the movies make your job seem so much more glamorous than it really is.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Being a spy can't always be fun, but he sure makes it look good.
I mean, how many spies do you know that wear tuxedos all the time?
I don't know any spies. Here's the thing.
Yep.
I don't know a single one. I think if you're probably a good spy, you probably don't tell people that you're a spy.
I guess. 1-800-330-9999. What do the movies get wrong about your job?
Hi. So I'm an attorney, and I have never yelled at a witness on the stand to intimidate her or him. I just, like, that's not what we do.
My girlfriend is a lawyer as well, and she told me, she's like, you get disbarred for stuff like that. You can't just yell at people in a courtroom.
You guys are both doing it wrong. That's what I'm going to say. You're both doing it wrong.
You're doing your clients a disservice by not yelling.
I'd be doing that every time. I mean, it wouldn't even matter what they were testifying about. It could be the most mundane thing whatsoever. I'd be breaking ankles turning around on these people so quick. Are you sure?
Twice a day, Raymond jumps up. He puts his hands down and says, Honor, I object.
That's right.
It has nothing to do with anything.
That's right. But just, you got to be more passionate, I'm guessing. You're not my lawyer.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do movies get wrong about your job?
So I'm a computer programmer, and oh my gosh. So people, because of the movies and stuff, people just assume that I can hack into things, like hack into anything. And they also assume that I can fix any problem with a computer within like 10 seconds. You know, those like crazy like action movies are like, it is not like that. That is not real life.
Well, that is sad.
It is sad.
And that's why we're not friends. I mean, what are you doing with your spare time during the day? I have plenty of moments that I can steal during the day and learn something new about my job. You need to be a sponge and absorbing more about your job. Everybody knows hacking is the best part of IT work.
When I see computer programmers on TV, now tell me if I have this wrong. They always have glasses, wear their hair in ponytails, and have like their hair is dyed a weird color like purple. Is that just me?
You feel like that's the female version of the hacker?
That's the female version of the computer programmer in my mind.
The guy also has the glasses, but he's like, there's an underlying handsomeness about him.
Yeah.
Like, they're always like sneaky hot.
Yeah.
The IT person that's the
guy,
hacker.
Not the girls. The girls.
No, the girls too. No, no, no. There's a sneaky hot under there. It is. They're quirky.
Quirky.
They're sneaky hot.
Quirky hot. Yeah,
yeah,
I get that. Are you quirky hot by any chance? Do you wear glasses and dye your hair purple and wear it in a ponytail?
I do not. Oh. I do not look like that at all. And, you know, most of the computer programmers I know do not look like that. But that is how they all look in the movies. So they get that wrong, too.
Okay.
Well, sad.
Right. Should reconsider your career. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do movies get wrong about your job?
Well, for one thing, I'm a real doctor. And it's not like in Grey's Anatomy where people are doing things in the closet. We don't do that sort of thing.
Oh, you don't have affairs in the closet and flings?
Well, that's such a relief.
No. come on.
I feel like they're always so busy. Like, I mean, when they're interested, they're real interested in saving you, right? They'll all group around the door and people will run in with the patient and they'll all diagnose them. But, you know, the other 48 minutes of the show, they're like making out. And if they're all making out and having these big conflicts and problems, what happens with me, Mr. Regular Joe Schmoe, just needs a better look, all right? I don't have an emergency. They're not running me in. I'm not obviously dying, but I might be over here slowly passing.
Right. There's no time in real life.
Every time I walk by a closet at a hospital, I always look in. Always.
You should just knock and be like, I know what you're doing.
I know what's happening in there. I open up the door. It's just like a mop.
Yep.
Some applesauce.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.